With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump announcing Israel and Iran agreeing to a ceasefire.
In the hours after Iran launched a retaliatory missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar, the president claimed Israel and Iran would end their conflict. He posted online that the two countries agreed to a complete and total ceasefire that would be phased in over 24 hours. The president congratulated both countries and said once the final military missions are carried out, it would be an official end to the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Yale Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews paying a visit to the site of one of the Iranian missiles that made its way past Israel's defense shield.
I was on the ground in Bat Yam where one of the worst strikes took place. The Iron Dome is pretty effective when you're dealing with 3,000-pound ballistic missiles that are launched from 2,000 miles away. Just one hit and it causes mass destruction.
She spoke today with the Salem Radio Network. Intense heat in much of the eastern half of the nation, a weather pattern that is seemingly cooking millions of Americans.
My thoughts on the heat warnings are, you got to be careful. You got to stay hydrated and just don't stand in the sun for too long if there's any sun to be had.
Experts say the heat wave is especially threatening because it's hitting major cities like New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Baltimore, where there's an abundance of bricks and concrete, elements that easily trap heat and humidity. Changes approved recently by lawmakers in Texas, Oklahoma, and Nevada could help their states lure some of the big money legal businesses that Delaware and its specialized court have dominated as the world's incorporation capital. This is SRN News. A new poll asking members of the clergy about their families.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that most Protestant clergymen do not believe that their job conflicts with their family life very often. But when it does, 80% of them say they choose family over job. 90% of clergy say their spouse is enthusiastic about being in ministry with them. And about 70% of pastors who answer the poll say their job does not impact their efforts to give time to their spouse and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Party building up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats, who already control the legislature, hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and gay marriage. Virginia is one of two states, along with New Jersey, that hosts statewide elections in the off year. This is SRN News. Russian drones and missiles killing at least 10 civilians in Ukraine in nighttime attacks.
Authorities say there were 7 deaths in the capital, Kyiv, where emergency crews raced to find people believed trapped under the rubble of a partially collapsed apartment building. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia fired over 350 drones and decoys overnight, as well as 11 ballistic missiles and 5 cruise missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will discuss his country's defences during a visit to the UK on Monday. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Well, the death toll from that suicide bomb attack at a church in Syria has risen to 25 now, 63 people wounded. The attack Sunday on Mar Elias Greek Orthodox Church near Damascus, the first of its kind in Syria in several years, and comes as Damascus, under the de facto Islamic rule, trying to win support of minorities. More details at srnnews.com.